It looked like a box made of unsurfaced plascrete, walls, floor and a ceiling that were compacted grey extrude, flattened and left unfaced. There were two long shuttered windows in the wall in front of him, while several medical machines flanked him, monitoring, beeping faintly as they delivered nutrients and medication. The devices were all worn and scratched, not unlike a dark green and brown machine that hovered to his left, the direction where the voice had come from. It had the shape of a small disc sitting atop a larger one. From an open slot in the lower disc, glassy sensors regarded him. "Greetings to you, Robert Horst. I am speaking to you via this remote because I am the Godhead's eternal companion, of which he will never be free. I am his conscience, his empathy, that part of him which, even after all this time, remains connected to the workings of reality, especially to the consequences of his actions." Robert stared, thoughts whirling. Emphatic conscience, manifesting as a distinct personality. The Godhead is very old. He has experienced several waves of exponential change and growth. He has subjected the very fabric of his core awareness to a process of enhancement and reshaping, which, in retrospect, I realized was his way of excising parts that he found disturbing. But he cannot escape me and cannot erase me. It is pain, in the end, that drives him, but he is unable to understand it, unable to come to terms with it. All he can do is try to escape from it. Robert's eyes widened. He wasn't joking about this transcendence, was he? About ascending to another plane? No. He is utterly serious and totally committed to his plan, a grotesque strategy that depends on the mass murder of nearly a trillion living sentient creatures. Robert listened in growing horror as the empathic entity told him about an intricate plan to acquire anti-dark matter from hidden labs on Darien, to capture a team of genetically enhanced scientists from the colony, to load 500 missiles with the anti-dark matter, which would then be used to create 500 synchronized supernovae. His initial incredulity made him want to laugh, but the twinges in his chest dissuaded him. "The whole thing sounds completely demented," he said. "But is it possible?" "The Godhead has pursued this obsession for millennia," the empathic entity said. "He has studied the mystical creeds of a million worlds, some of which I too have observed. He is convinced that this vile act will bring him transcendence, that it will wipe away the memory of the mass suicide of the Tanenth, and that he will escape the pain and me forever, the fool. But that is incidental to the slaughter that he would commit in the attempt."
"Can this be stopped?"
said Robert, wondering who could stop a god. "Perhaps. But all the parts of his plan are now coming together. It really all began with the discovery of Darien. The Godhead saw how he could very easily prod the various powers into focusing on the ancient forerunner device with the aim of drawing all available military forces away from those areas where the crucial elements of his scheme are now ongoing. He was even prepared to allow the warp well to be unlocked so that the Legion of Avatars could escape, which is what has happened.